Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jonathan is the founder of Genesis 123 Foundation, and talking about the normalization of relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel, because in amongst all of this talk of hostages and Trump and all of that, there's still the Abraham Accords. Good morning. How are you, Jonathan?
Good morning, Kathy. I'm frustrated today. How are you?
Yes, no, not frustrated at all. Life is just wonderful. Okay, look, life is wonderful, but I do get frustrated and I feel overwhelmed at times about the hostages when I hear the details. And I see breaking news, actually, is that the family of the hostages, Gali and Ziv Berman, have received sign of life.
I didn't know that, but that's very meaningful. Thank you for letting me know. We visited with our Root and Branch trip this past November. We visited with Gali and Ziv's grandfather in a very personal, intimate, and profound sharing of who they are and how their family is doing. And the group that we had, 18 Christians from throughout the world, spontaneously began praying for them, which still, when I see the videos of that, still bring me to tears.
How are they coping? You know, I'm not sure what's worse, knowing that your family member, your loved one as a hostage is dead, or that they're still alive. I don't know which is worse. What do you think?
I don't know either, but until anyone has closure, I think that there's going to be the question as to how they're dealing is an impossible one to answer. I've interviewed families of hostage members, and I don't understand how they are physically surviving. For almost 500 days, I don't know that I would be able to cope this with this, but I think that this is also clearly part of the psychological torture and trauma that Hamas is not trying to exert, but it's exerting on all of us.
Well, it is trying to. It's completely intentional.
It's completely intentional. It's very much so. And it's working. My answer to you this morning is, how am I doing? And I'm frustrated. That's part of their psychological torture that even affects me in my seventh floor apartment in Judea.
And me in Johannesburg.
Yes.
And all of our listeners. You know, Jews, Christians, I was actually saying earlier, it's almost like the world has become polarized between good and evil, between light and darkness, between life and death. It's the craziest thing, and all people of different religions and cultures are gravitating towards light. And then we have this evil that is being perpetuated, and it is an ancient evil. Jonathan, it is an ancient evil. It is not anything new. You know, there's a reason that when we look at those pictures, we're reminded of Holocaust survivors. When we look at the pictures because it's the same enemy. It's the same enemy. You look at the relationship between the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem and Adolf Hitler. You look at how many books of Mein Kampf, copies of Mein Kampf have been found throughout Gaza. It's the same people. It's the same enemy.
Yeah. It is. And spoiler alert for you and your listeners, it's not going away. This is not a battle that we will win. It is a battle that we must continue. But unfortunately, as it is
ancient, we will win.
So will it be.
We will win. Good people will win because there are more of us. I promise you, there are more good people in the world than evil. And we're told. Anyhow, let's get to this normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Okay, because that is also, I mean, when we look at some of the commentators coming out of Saudi Arabia and how they're standing for Israel, it is one of the most heartwarming things that I've seen. And that's the flip side of the coin.
Agreed. And the Saudis still need to make their public statements and declarations about standing with the Palestinian people and with the Palestinian state. We're having this conversation in part, at least, because of a very bold article I wrote about the Saudis and the Saudis and the ghost of Christmas past, where the Saudis need to shed their past in order to move forward, and they should be doing so with or without the Palestinians, but they need to move forward. And I took the very bold step of writing a speech, which actually the Crown Prince could deliver here in the Knesset, were he invited, and that's my thesis. But it's hopeful they have to step down from the tree that they've put themselves up in and find a way to back down politely without creating too much havoc in the Arab world and specifically in their own country. Because unfortunately, on the Arab street in Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Egypt and the rest of the world, normalization with Israel, especially under the circumstances, is by far not a popular sentiment.
Yeah. That's interesting. So how do we move forward with this?
I hope that as much as President Trump is shaking the trees and making really bold declarations as he has, whether they're realistic or not, whether they're practical or not, that this will shake the Saudis to move forward. And I'm hoping that someone will read here in the Prime Minister's office or the President's office or in Saudi Arabia itself, they have lines of communication, will say, you know what? It's time. Let's move forward. We must move forward. I don't know that a Nobel Peace Prize is their motivation. It shouldn't be, but it would certainly be worthy of one. And I don't know if I mentioned it in my article, but the preamble to it, we have to remember that in 1977, it wasn't Jimmy Carter who brought together Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat. It was American journalist Walter Cronkite. So I don't have the stature of Walter Cronkite by far, but if the message gets out that they need to move forward, they need to have bold moves, the Saudi Crown Prince needs to be invited to come to Jerusalem to speak in the Knesset, to pray in their mosque, to visit families of hostages and those who were killed on October 7th, we could see a radical shakeup. And it has to happen soon, because as people have noted, Trump only has 4 years. And in 2 to 3 years, the sand will begin running out of his hourglass. And if something doesn't happen big in the next 2 years, it might not happen.
Interesting. All right. Well, Jonathan, do you just keep writing those articles and just give us those insights? Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much. That's Jonathan Feldstein. He's the founder of Genesis 123 Foundation, talking about the normalization of relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel.